I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A missionary with Gospel for Asia is out of a Nepali prison after serving 9 years of a 20-year murder sentence. Manja Tamang was imprisoned in 2000 after he was falsely accused of murder. While traveling to a village to share the gospel, he saw a dead body. He contacted police, but anti-Christians framed him. GFA's Daniel Pinoz says, despite the false arrest and conviction, God used him.
He would hold Bible studies inside the prison. He was given freedom to talk to the prisoners. Over 30 people gave their hearts to Jesus inside the prison. Even in the prison, he's actually mentored some of these men who want to go into the ministry now.
Next, with the economic troubles in the U.S., many nonprofit ministries have been forced to decrease their budgets this year. However, Faith Comes by Hearing is not giving up on their goal to reach 200,000 Bible-listening groups worldwide with audio scriptures this year. But with the help of Wycliffe Bible Translators' $334,000 matching grant, your donation could be doubled. Go to our website if you're interested in helping. And Crossroad Bible Institute has developed a mail-in Bible study lesson for the children of prisoners. Participating kids mail in the lessons as they read the manga Messiah, a children's Bible written in the popular graphic novel style. Pray that these kids will experience the transforming power of the gospel.
The children of inmates are 5 to 7 times more likely to get involved in a criminal justice system than their peers. They are highly at-risk children for school truancy, for alcohol and drug addiction and sexual difficulties. These are at-risk kids in our own backyard.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.